and then we can go back to that.
And then you can, if you weigh the 2%, you can
Remix.
Hey, Edowell?
Yep.
Hi, how are you? This is Hashem with Cardiff.
What? Excuse me?
It's Hashem with Cardiff.
Cardiff. Okay.
Yeah.
Toyo told me you called. Joseph told me you called. look, I'm running around. We have, couple of, job with, USPS. No. So I'm just
nice.
Running around, you know.
Good.
So I'm sorry, I couldn't call back. I'm just about to go now, I'm going to Brooklyn. I have to go and get some documents there, So what do you have for me?
Busy man.
a poor guy like me. I'm not Donald Trump,
Not yet. You're on your way there, though.
No. I don't want to go that road. I don't want to lose $950 million, and then tell the world because I'm very smart,
Yes, you are. Yeah, I'm sure you're definitely a lot smarter than he is. If you had the money he had, you'd do a lot better things with it.
Of course. He's just lying. That's all.
Continuously.
Yeah, that's right. Because everybody's stupid. Anyway, he said it. He knows everything more than everybody. He knows more than the generals. he knows more than the people who wrote the book on there,
Oh, man. And the numbers. Don't you love when he talks about numbers?
Yeah.
Where he just pulls numbers out of his ass and talks about them.
And it takes New York City and New York State to court every single time because they forcing him to pay. They forcing him to pay taxes.
Yeah.
And he's telling people he's smart. Oh Jesus Christ!
And the thing is, a lot of people believe him too.
Yeah, of course. Let me know.
That's the problem.
But birds of the same feather,
Oh man, it's gonna be an interesting one. That's for sure.
Yeah.
That's for sure. And we're only a month away, so it's kind of scary.
Yep. So what do you have for me now? That's what I'm saying. You see, I want to start this job, and I need some money.
Yes.
I need some money. Bad. Look, my just to get bonds alone, it's almost $10,000.
It's almost what?
$10,000. To get performance bond and payments bond. I'm going to give them a check now. They just told me, the bond went through and everything. I need federal treasury bonds. In one word, a bonding company that are listed, by the federal treasury department.
Gotcha. So is this bond that you do before starting a project?
Before starting a project, insurance almost $4,000. Just payments and performance bond is 5% of or 6% of the contract. It's a small contract. Yeah.
Wow.
But you have to spend almost $30,000 before even get.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's pretty crazy. But does the $30,000 that you spend is it not refundable?
Oh yeah, of course.
Okay, I'm just making sure it's just there for insurance, and you're not about to lose it.
You're trying to be Mr. Trump now.
Okay. Yeah, pretty much. That's something you would do, right? Sorry, you paid the bond.
Of course.
Getting it back.
Of course. It's refundable, but you have to lay it up front before you start.
Exactly. It's kind of like it's a reassurance.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of thing.
Well, I don't blame them because I know. Some of our people, they get the contract, they get the first payment like, $40,000, $50,000, $60,000, or even $100,000. They just disappear. They just disappear, of course.
That's ridiculous, though.
There used to be a program when Mayor Dinkins was the mayor here.
Uh-huh.
They have it for minorities and everything. Some of these guys from the Caribbean, they get the contract $600,000, $700,000. They get the first payment, like $100,000, $150,000. They just disappear.
Really? What do they do? Do they actually just take the money?
where somebody, of course, they take the first payment, they want to figure out what, let's say, no, and they won't pay their suppliers, they won't pay anybody. They get,
really?
They get the $150,000. They go back to the island, figure out what that $150,000, let's say they wind up in the island with half of that $150,000.
Right.
Which is, let's say, $70,000.
Correct.
It can be maybe the prime minister. Of course.
You're good to go.
Yeah. The inspectors, the engineers, the SEA, or some of these hospital, department who are giving out all these contracts. Then they run into trouble. Then they have to call poor guy like me to come and finish it.
Wow.
You know?
That's
to come and
crazy.
Finish it. That is the abuse of power. Some of these ignorant people were, that's how they make life so difficult for Mayor Dinkins.
Wow.
You know? And it's our people doing it. My own people. They are the ones doing it. Of course. They're from the island. They don't know better.
Wow.
You know? And when, but you see, that is one of the reasons why Dinkins lost to Giuliani. And when Giuliani got there, he just cleaned house.
Wow.
I don't blame him.
That is pretty crazy.
Of course.
Man, and it's still continuously ongoing?
Well, I don't know how far it's going now, but I think they tightened up. No, Giuliani, he tightened up the SEA. Then it became a joint, there was a joint ownership between the state and the city. And then when the governor didn't go along with what Giuliani was doing, then Giuliani went to create a DDC.
Wow.
Which is separate from SEA. SEA is School Construction Authority. And DDC is Department of Design and Construction.
Wow. You definitely know the industry, I'll tell you that.
Well
forward and back.
I was born into it, so, when I came here, I just have to adopt, And the DDC is very... Look, I did one job for them, and I have problems. I said, forget it. I'm not doing any more work. Look, I have responsibilities. I have to pay my guys. I have to pay my suppliers. And I always tell my two boys, I say, look, if I go to work and I come home and I make profit and I can't look any of you in the eyes and tell you I make $2 today, profit. If I can't say that, I say, look, I'm not fit to be your dad. And
right.
I say the same thing to my wife. I'd rather make $2 profit, be able to look at my wife and my two boys, in eye to eyeball and say, look, I make $2 today and I'm very proud of it, than go out, make $20,000 and I can't look at my children and my wife in the face. I don't want to do that.
Completely agree with you.
I don't want to do that.
Yeah, there's morals.
My integrity is more important to me.
Absolutely. I completely agree with you. That's good.
So, sir, what do you have for me? I went through your form and everything. Guess what? That is one problem.
What's the problem?
I know we have... I don't give out my bank account.
The bank statements, right?
No, I don't. I don't do that.
Yeah, I remember we...
I learned my lesson. I don't want to do it. Please, if there is any way we could go around it, I will appreciate it.
Is there a reason why?
Because I went through a lot with that, my bank account and everything. Even, 2 or 3 months ago or a month ago, somebody was in Michigan, right? They're using my credit, debit card, $986 in a restaurant.
Oh, what the hell? Really?
Yeah.
talk to them and they refunded it?
The HSBC called me if I want them to approve it. I say Michigan. I say I've never been to Michigan in my life.
Yeah, hell no, you're not approving it.
I say what will a poor guy $986? That is, I can buy food for 9 months.
Exactly, literally probably that long. That's
so
ridiculous.
They say okay,
that's
thank you. I say look, I really appreciate it. They said so. I said, look, I hope you didn't approve it. They said, no, they didn't approve it yet. It looks strange, in Michigan. I have problem with some banks in New York and everything. Somebody, using my name, to get $55,000 from the bank.
Right.
You know, and, you know, they said that I was the one who co-signed it. I said, I didn't co-sign any. Why will a poor guy like me co-sign anything for anybody? I said, you are the bank manager. If I want to co-sign, you are my friend. I've known you for over 10 years.
Yeah.
Why will I co-sign something and, you know, I won't come to you and tell you?
That's ridiculous.
$55,000, the bank just took it from my, you know, from my account. I said,
that's that's absurd. And then did they end up fixing the mistake?
Yep.
Okay,
you know,
good.
I went up to today. They don't know what happened to it. They
that
don't
is
know
ridiculous.
What. They don't know. I know it's an inside job. I know.
There's
it's,
definitely an inside job.
That's right. Uh-huh.
Yeah. No, it definitely and sounds like an inside job.
Yep. I went to my lawyer. My lawyer said, "Wale, you cannot accuse." I said, "Look, why will this lady leave the bank? They just fired her. You know, she was the manager in the evening."
Yeah,
$70,000, like no, $40,000 cash, $30,000 checks, missing.
And she
you know,
left.
Yeah, it's a commercial. No, the bank was in the commercial area.
Right.
So $70,000 that the merchants in that area they deposited in that bank that evening, $40,000 cash and $30,000 checks.
Wow.
Missing. No record, no record, no nothing. And
what
so
bank is this?
Banco Popular. Yeah.
Oh, right, right, right. You told me about this last
that's
time.
That's right. That's
yeah,
right.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah.
Banco
wow.
Popular. You know, and no, they fired the lady.
Mm-hmm.
2 months later, she opened a restaurant, and I just helped her. I just helped fix her house because there was fire in her kitchen. I gave her because she was in charge of my account at the bank.
Yeah.
I renovated, she was crying. I renovated everything. I don't have any lights. I don't have any insurance. I said, look, I don't have any man. I said, look, okay. I went there
uh-huh.
a week. I took my guy there. I fixed everything. Put new stove, new dishwasher, everything there for the whole
wow.
kitchen. I renovated everything. And you told me you don't. And then a month later, you open a restaurant. 2 or 3 months later, you open a restaurant.
That makes no sense whatsoever.
So I went to tell my lawyer. I said, Adi, we can't prove it. Her signature is not on the papers. You know.
Her signature is not on what papers?
You know, see, I got a loan from the bank. Banco Popular, they were giving out loan, $50,000. I said, look, I don't
okay.
need it. So the manager said, Adi, take it. You know, it improves your, your business with the bank and everything. And I
right.
pay it back, you know, in 6 months.
Right.
I paid the $50,000 back. I said, look, as I get my contract money, just take it out. And in 6 months. So they use
wow.
my papers. I'm very sure it is the paper that I used for that $50,000 bank loan that they used to get that to get $55,000.
That is unreal. That is just ridiculous.
Yeah, I know. You know,
I don't
and
understand how something
me.
Like that can just slip by and no one ends up doing anything about it.
No, the manager, the district manager, I don't want to name names. Every one of them, they fire them.
Wow.
I said, look, what does that do for me?
Yeah, nothing really, because you still got screwed out of it.
That's right. You know.
Man.
That's right. So I just look, if I'm and you know that maybe one or two more, you know, some of my friends, the bank manager was telling me things that happened. This guy on a wheelchair, his lawyer, you know, he got this check and he wanted to help him cash the check and everything. You
yeah.
know. And the guy, he got the money, the $50,000 or $40,000 that was on the check, and the guy
right.
disappeared. He disappeared.
Wow.
And he's a lawyer on a wheelchair.
Oh my God.
So, I just
a
laughed.
A lawyer on
know?
A wheelchair.
You know,
I would laugh too. I don't know what else I would do.
You know, so, you know, I mean, you know, and the guy he's been with the bank and he told me that he spent 23 years with the bank, 2 more years for him to retire. He got
oh
fired.
Oh my God. Oh
he
my
got
God.
Fired.
Really? Was it worth it?
You know, a very, very close. It was the bank manager, the same spot, the same bank for almost 23 years. 2 more years.
God. 2 years from retirement and he gets fired?
He got fired by the bank.
That sucks a lot.
Yep. And he's, really, you know, what, he's selling insurance now in New Jersey.
Wow.
You know.
Wow. He went from almost retirement to insurance sales.
Mm-hmm.
Man, that's terrible.
But guess what? We are still friends. I call him, you know, at least once or twice a year. No, you know, John Kagan. You know.
Yeah.
No. So look. Oh boy. So please, you know, if there is anything you can do for me, you can walk around that. You know. But my bank account, nope. Or my bank statement. Mm-mm.
So for the statements, if we just take a look at the statements, you don't even want that either.
Well, again, I'm telling you what HSBC. After I left Banco Popular, that was around 15 years ago or 17 years ago. Then
right.
I moved to HSBC. So okay. They always advise me, Wally, don't give out your statement to anybody.
So what if, is there any way that we would be able to go through HSBC with your permission and then get it from them?
If I tell them, and to be very honest with you, I just came back from there and I saw Mike, the branch manager. You know,
yeah.
Apparently, I didn't have time to discuss anything, but I was running because I want to come back to the office. You know,
right.
And go to Brooklyn to get the payment bonds from Larry. So
correct.
I didn't have time to discuss it with him. But when I have time, I will discuss it with him, whatever I can do.
Yeah.
You know, because he's one of those who advised me, I'm telling you, don't give out your bank statement.
Yeah. Well, because what I do, I mean, I'm not sure if you already, like, took a look at our reviews or anything like that, but, I mean, we've never had a problem like that before. And what ends up happening is that those bank statements come to me directly, and mm-hmm. all we look at on there is basically your ending balances for each month.
All right. Well,
so,
no, let me talk to him and see what happens.
Yeah,
because I'm going there. I need a bank check.
Perfect.
For $7,000 later. No, so let me go down and talk to him. You know.
Yeah, definitely. If you can go down there and talk to him and just tell him that, like, you know, we're just going to need to look at the ending balances of each statement for the last 6 months.
Okay.
That's all we take a look at, just to make sure, you know, you're not in the negatives or anything like that. That way we
Let me be honest with you. I'm not in the negative, but I don't have too much. I'm just spending, you know, at least $20,000 in the last 2 weeks.
Of course. And we understand that because,
okay.
I mean, I work with construction companies and contracting companies all the time. So I completely understand where you're coming from, where you guys have to spend a lot of money before you're getting paid. Because
That's right. Mm-hmm.
So I understand that sometimes your bank statements are going to be lower and some months are going to be way higher because you guys got paid. So I understand the fluctuation in the bank accounts, but what we need is like the 6 month bank statements in order to take a look at how it's been. So that there's kind of a trend.
Right.
And then based on that is how I can give you terms and numbers and things like that. Like I told you before, nothing goes on personal credit, nothing at all.
Mm-hmm.
This is all strictly for the business.
Yeah. And you see, to be very honest with you, I have about, we have about four accounts between me and my wife.
Sure.
So my wife told me, no way in this world I am going to trust you enough to leave all our money in your bank account or checking account or savings account.
Sure. Of course. No, of course. You can't put it all in one account.
She created
she opened other accounts.
She created an account, one with just her name, one with both of her names.
Uh-huh.
And then I have savings account and checking account, you know. So if I need money, we transfer money there and everything. So I make sure that my checking account, I don't have too much on it for anybody to be going to a restaurant to spend money.
Well, I promise you, I will not be dining out with you.
Come on. I think it's just a bomb, you know. It's just a bomb in Michigan, you know.
I think so, too. I think you just got unlucky. Because, you know what? I actually had the same problem. I bank with Chase Bank.
Yeah.
And I woke up one of the days, and I had an email saying, did you spend $47 at a grocery store in North Carolina?
Jesus Christ.
Grocery store in North Carolina,
$47.
I was like, I was like, no, I did not. Are you kidding me?
Maybe you want to buy everything in the grocery store.
Seriously.
Oh, my God.
You know, I had to call the bank, and I was like, are you crazy?
Yeah. Look, I gotta go. I have to be in Brooklyn by 2:30. Okay, I told Larry I'll be there at 2:30. Okay.
Yeah, yeah, definitely.
All right. I think you gave me your telephone number. Let me see now.
Yeah, let's do that.
You gave me your telephone number, right?
Yeah, it's 858.
I have a book here.
Okay. I think you might have it, but I'm not sure.
No, hold on. You know, I'm very sure you gave it to me. Hold on.
Sure.
I have my pad here. Well, 855-26, no.
No.
267, no. I know I have it somewhere in my pad here. Okay, you know, give it to me, 858.
All right, sure, it's 858.
Mm-hmm.
252
1499 Cardiff.
Yeah, and then that's a direct dial. There's no extension.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you very much.
Yeah, absolutely. No problem, man.
All right. Take care.
All right. You too, man. Take care. Bye bye. This guy's an interesting guy. We just